I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. And if you want to hear more than just this highlight from the show, become a Coast Insider and you can listen to the complete program, plus recent episodes about out-of-body experiences, the scientific search for extraterrestrial life, and biblical prophecies, which may have foretold our current state of global turmoil. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to catch up on what you may have missed from Coast to Coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And we are back. Rosemary Ellen Guiley joining us, author of Dream Work for Visionary Living, Talking to the Dead. She wrote that with me, Encyclopedia of Dreams, and so many more. Rosemary, thanks for joining us under this quickly late time preparation here we put together.
Well, always a pleasure, George. And what better time to talk about dreams in the middle of the night?
I know, it's perfect.
On my end.
Perfect. Everybody dreams. Not everybody remembers their dreams. How come?
Well, we all have different natural ways of recalling dreams. And some people are very prolific in their dream recall, and other people really struggle to remember. Things like being interrupted during the sleep cycle, our diet, medications, stress, all of these can have an impact on our ability to recall dreams. There are ways that we can train ourselves to remember more of our dreams, but again, it varies considerably by individual.
And with these dreams, I mean, sometimes I've had dreams where I wake up and I go, "Whoa, was that real?" And then you realize, no, it was a dream. I mean, some dreams are so lifelike, aren't they?
They are. They're very intense. And lucid dreams are very much like that. And that's thinking you're awake while you're dreaming. And many dreams have the quality of feeling very realistic. You can touch things. You feel like you're in waking life instead of dreaming. And I think some of these dreams are actual experiences, maybe in an alternate reality or the astral plane. And others, I think, are just intense dreams for a variety of reasons, usually emotional ones.
When we first met years ago on my local St. Louis show at the time, the Nighthawk, We talked about the book Dictionary of Encyclopedia of Dreams, which you cataloged so many different kinds of dreams. We'll take phone calls next hour and help some people out. When you started doing this, what got you into the dream state? Why did you research this?
I got interested in dreams very early in life through psychic experiences, my own and in my family. But in particular, my mother had a lot of precognitive dreams. Many of them were unpleasant because they dealt with accidents and deaths that were about to happen to people she knew. But when she started talking to me about these dreams, I was an adolescent then, and I was just fascinated by the idea that we could dream a future reality that was going to come to pass. So I started studying about dreams and paying attention to them. I started experimenting with my own dreams because I read that you could actually send messages to people and get messages. You could go out of body in dreams. And I had enough success with these dream exercises at night and with friends that it convinced me that dreams are one of the most important states of consciousness we can be in. We spend about a third of our lives sleeping and a good part of that time dreaming. And what are we doing during that time? We are having experiences that are meaningful to us in waking life.
Let's go through the various categories of dreams again and talk specifically about what they are generally. How many different kinds of dreams are there out there?
Well, many of our dreams are anxiety dreams, and that stands to reason because the dreaming mind does a lot of processing while we sleep, and we take our stresses and concerns into the dream state. So many dreams reflect that, and that's a mirror that tells us how we feel we're doing in life. So dreams like falling, having your teeth fall out, being naked in public, having the wrong clothes on at an event, they're very common stress and anxiety dreams, and people have those quite frequently, and they tend to mean the same things to broad numbers of people, whereas other dreams are highly unique to the individual. They incorporate a lot of general and widely understood symbols, but they put them together in a unique and personal way for a message for the dreamer.
You mentioned lucid dreaming. Now, that, of course, is the ability to realize that you're in a dream. You can change the outcome of that dream, can't you?
Many people can. For some people, as soon as they realize that they're in a lucid dream, they lose the lucidity. Typically, in a lucid dream, you can do things like levitate or fly or transport yourself to a place that you want to be. You have volition in the dream. You're not a passive participant in the dream, but you're directing the dream. Many researchers feel that lucid dreaming is a particular state of consciousness that awakens dormant potential in the brain for creativity and even healing. And I do believe that in general, the human capacity to dream lucidly is one of our evolutionary tracks and will increase as we develop.
I've used dreams to accomplish all kinds of things, Rosemary. And what I do, my technique, and tell me if I'm right, seems to be working for me. You know, I'll go to sleep, but right before I go to sleep, I'm thinking of the project or the thing I want to accomplish or the individual that I want to, you know, notify or get involved and you know, get them to understand what I'm working on. And so I go to sleep thinking about that, and lo and behold, 9 out of 10 times, it works.
It really does, George, and I have been teaching techniques like that to people for years, proactive dreaming. Amazing things can be accomplished by setting intentions before we go to sleep to have our dreaming mind do a lot of work for us. And I've used those techniques just like you myself for years about my book projects and things that I want to accomplish. Dreams go beyond time and space, so they're like a radar beam that sweeps the future, you know, things that are going to be happening for us. Ideas that they help us make decisions. We get clear guidance in dreams. And the more we pay attention to dreams and do exactly that, set some intention before we go to sleep, the more our dreams actually work for us.
My other favorite dreams are precognitive dreams, the ability to foresee things in the future. How many people have this capability?
It's really not known, but I would suspect that most people have precognitive dreams throughout their lives, and they're about personal issues rather than big things that are happening in the news headlines. And a small number of individuals dream precognitively regularly. We just simply don't know what the percentage is, but I think we all have the capability. Everyone can tell a dream story about how they dream something that then actually happened. When we have major events in the headlines, that's when a lot of stories really come out about natural disasters, hurricanes, tidal waves, 9/11, terrorist attacks, major events that affect large numbers of people. It seems that en masse, we start tuning into those events shaping up before they actually happen.
Dream, such a powerful event. They're there to help us. Are they also there? Can they hurt us?
I'm not quite sure what you mean, how they hurt
us. Well, we know how they help us, but I mean, could something happen in a dream that could hurt you? Could you die in a dream, for example?
Well, there is a old folklore that says if you dream of yourself, seeing yourself dead, or you die in a dream, it portends your own death, and that is not true, because death in a dream is often symbolic. It's about something that needs to come to an end in life. But from a paranormal perspective, there is another type of dream called dream invasion. And these happen to people who have negative spirit attachments, or they're living in a very unpleasantly haunted location. And certain entities have the capability of invading people's dreams and causing nightmares.
What is REM sleep time?
Well, that's rapid eye movement. And we do dream in rapid eye movement stages. We go through a number of stages when we sleep and dream. We go into alpha, and delta is actually the deepest stage of sleep, and it's a dreamless stage. And we're more likely to be dreaming in these other lighter stages of sleep. We do also dream in non-REM. These things have been documented in laboratory studies, and there are differences in these types of dreams. Some dreams tend to be more active, have a lot of colors and vivid qualities to them, and other dreams in other stages of sleep might be more fragmentary, more difficult to remember in any detail. And here again, a lot depends on the individual.
Can you heal someone or yourself in a dream?
There are many cases documented in the literature, the dream literature and in the medical literature, where people say that they have been healed in their dream state. Cases where individuals have been facing even serious or catastrophic illness, and they have a dream experience where usually a spiritual figure of some sort, like an angel or a religious figure, comes into their presence and brings this light and healing energy, and they experience themselves being healed in the dream. And then later in the waking state, then there are cases where people have been medically documented to be free of their condition.
I've always wondered if governments have, because we do know they had a psychic remote viewing spy network, if they have people who do nothing but dream to try to enter somebody else's dream, maybe to do harm, maybe to get information. But do you think the government is involved in that?
I would have to think so, George. I would be very surprised if not, because the ability to manipulate dreams has been known since ancient times. And these old techniques called dream sending are all about sending information or influence or a message to people while they sleep, because it has been believed since ancient times that that's when many people are more receptive. So in ancient times, people called upon the gods and spirits to be the message bearers, to take certain messages to people, and today we just do it more directly. But if you want to try and influence someone, trying to approach them through dreams would be one of those ways.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.